Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. 3 hours of nonstop, back-to-back, greatness. Or something. I don't know what the hell it is. I'm frustrated, and I'll tell you why in a second. Anyway, we're broadcasting across the entire country from one coast to another. All of these fantastic, great radio stations. Wayne Allen Root is actually just left the stage just a couple of minutes ago with Donald Trump in tow, I guess, and he introduced him. It was a hell of a show. I actually got some of the video footage and some of the pictures, so I'm sure Wayne will give you all of the details tomorrow night when he's back in his big chair over in Las Vegas at his home studio, broadcasting again out to the entire country. My name is Lee Elsie. I always am happy to be a part of this wonderful network and be on the air here across this great land of ours. And again, you can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. And if you've got anything that you want to add to the program during the course of it, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. And again, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, as we're about to begin. I do have a number of different guests coming up. We have somebody from the Heritage Foundation will join me, Brett Sadler, a little later on, one of our favorites from my own show on Tuesday mornings. Tony D'Angelo joins me. We'll talk to him at about in the third hour. Also, we've got a woman from the Independent Women's Forum that will join me in the third hour. So I'm all over the place. Why? Because I'm frustrated. And let me explain why, or about the hilarity of my frustration. So I was going to open up this hour talking about how one thing that we probably need in political office, or if you run for political office, or if you hold political office, I think it might be time for us to impose some sort of an IQ test on the folks who are actually sitting, whether they be congressmen or women or senators or vice presidents, presidents, speakers of the House, etc. It might be time that somehow, some way, we figure out a minimum standard. And every year we wheel in some folks from Harvard or Yale or somewhere to give our legislators an IQ test, just to kind of figure out exactly where they are. And we'll set the bar pretty low. You don't have to be an Einstein to hold office, but you got to have a certain level of cognitive skills. I think that's very, very important, right? So let's set the mark very low, right? Just above, let's say, 7th, 8th grade level. And if you can get above that, you get to stay in office. If you score below that, out you go. Out you go. Now, I wanted to start the show by going on a long, crazy rant about how dumb our legislators are. But as I was scrambling to get on the air, I couldn't remember my password to my Facebook account. So I feel like it's dope. So how can I yell and scream about our legislators when Facebook keeps telling me I'm typing in the wrong password? Although it's a little bit different. That's a little bit different. Because you know we've all been there. We've been frustrated typing away. And I hope I'm not locked out of my account, because I had that happen in the past and it was a complete catastrophe. So anyway, I will try that again during the break. And if you hear a loud scream, that is me being locked out of my Facebook account, which will absolutely 100% annoy the heck out of me. Anyway, I do want to, though, circle back to some of our esteemed legislators and just play a couple seconds of audio from one or two. Of course, we've got our Vice President Kamala Harris sounding brilliant as always.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yeah, that's just absolutely painful that Kamala Harris is the Vice President of the United States, and the cackling just gets me every single time. Of course, if you go up the ladder, you've got this gentleman.
And high-quality pre-K, 2 years that are needed.
Yeah, there you go. So that's of course, Joe Biden. And I could just give you a laundry list of person after person after person after person. But bear with me, because this one is absolutely my favorite. Like I said, I could play you dozens, if not hundreds. But the gentleman that takes the idiot cake is Hank Johnson.
4 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
All right, I just have to cut it off there. So he is actually still a congressman. Still a congressman. Elected by his constituents after asking during a congressional hearing if too many people get on one side of Guam, if it would flip over. Kamala Harris and her cackling, annoying ways. Joe Biden with his flub after flub. Now listen, this is just not Democrats. I mean, I can go down a laundry list. Bush wasn't splitting any atoms. But what we have in power right now seems incredibly weak when it comes to their cerebral powers. I'm actually nervous about it. Right? I mean, literally, what do you think if you gave Biden some kind of that cognitive test? Didn't Trump take some cognitive test and, of course, did fantastic? I forget the way he worded it, but probably better. The way he worded it was probably better than anybody in history. But I think, don't they give the presidents a cognitive? They probably won't do that to Biden because there's no way he would pass it. But I think that they do give the president some kind of a test every year. Now, whether or not we get those results, I would seriously doubt that we would. Right? But I would love to know what Biden's quote-unquote IQ is right now. I'd love to know what Nancy Pelosi, what she's spinning the dials at. Or Schumer. Some of these folks who've been in office for 50 years. I mean, how out of touch is a Dick Blumenthal? How out of touch are these folks from common everyday knuckle draggers like me and you? And when I, you know, search through some audio to play it for you, it is painful to listen to. It's painful to watch. I mean, what is going on? Now, I know I reached for the Hank Johnson audio. That's old. But Maxine Waters has gone down that road here recently. She said stupid things. Nancy Pelosi had a press conference where literally you couldn't understand a word that she said. This is the greatest country in the world. The founding fathers that forged this land, they were brilliant. Right? They were geniuses. They created something out of thin air that's lasted 250 years. A better brand of government than we've ever seen, ever before, ever in the history of mankind. And 250 years later, you've got a cackling hen, adult, and a bunch of stumbling elderly folks who literally belong in homes. And I'm not taking a shot at folks who are older. It's just you reach a certain point and that's it. You know, good night. Thank you for coming. Maybe you want to try doing something else. So I was thinking about that today, the IQ
quota. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Don't you think it's a good idea? Right? I know some folks out there are probably saying, well, how about an IQ quota for talk shows? Well, fine. I'll be happy to put some square pegs and round holes for you to make it work. I would have at least this somewhat, you know, somewhat level, high level of confidence that I would score fairly well. I'm pretty sure I'd score higher than Joe Biden. I know I'd score higher than Hank Johnson. Because I'm pretty sure, even as an infant, if you had asked me if an island could tip over if there were too many people on one side, I would probably know the answer to that. And for God's sake, doesn't the guy have staffers that would prep him on this? Or did he insist that this was such a great question, I'll ask it? Because I'm sure there are folks out there like me that want to know. What if we put too many tanks or people or planes on one side of an island? It'll flip. I'm saving lives. I'm saving lives. All right. So as far as serious stuff, I mean, I did serious, but as far as serious stuff, we'll keep an eye on what's happening in New York. Very strange, strange subway attack. Nobody, not that I'm wishing harm on anybody, but how do you shoot 13 people and none of them die? I mean, was he shooting at people in the leg? What was going on there? And again, thank God, this is a good thing, but it's very strange. Like, I think we're going to find out more about that, stuff that we don't know. All right, so I will test my cognitive abilities in the break and see if I can't open up my Facebook account, because I don't think maybe I didn't remember. I misremembered. My name is Lee Elsie. Thank you for joining the program. And again, Wayne Allyn Root is off. He'll be back tomorrow. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The sponsor of this hour of the show, SteelsAndDealsLV.com. LV standing for Las Vegas, SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers. But no matter where you are in America, you can get these deals. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are, get this, 30 to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. It's like stealing. You'll get the best price for any product. They've got TVs, furniture for your home, office, patio, for your kitchen, for your bedroom, for your dining room. They've got microwave ovens. They've got refrigerators. They've got rugs and sofas, mattresses and bed frames. They've got cabinets, they've got desks and chairs, they've got sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, sporting goods, barbecues, smokers, lawnmowers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, wheelchairs, you name it. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and now they ship nationwide. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com. Online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks, Chris. Chris is, you're a little sullen behind the scenes.
I'm fine.
Are you missing Wayne? Is that what's
who?
Going on right now? You.
Who?
Are you missing Wayne? Who? I just got a bunch of photos. Did you get those photos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sent him over to the FBI.
Yeah, anyway. Wayne sent me some photos of him and Donald Trump. Maybe I can share them with the audience. Maybe I'll do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But it looks like a packed house, and he had the crowd fired up, and he took a picture with some, looks like, is that the girl from Fox News? That's the Fox News girl.
Yeah, that's Monica Crowley.
Monica Crowley. All right. And then Kevin Sorbo, and then, of course, he's on stage with Donald Trump. So he's living the dream.
Monica Crowley is great. When she was on I don't want to plug them because they're near you, but the big station a little bit south of you in the big city, she was fantastic on that radio station. Yeah.
Well, she's good. She's always good. She's a professional. But it looks like Wayne's having a good time. So he'll be back tomorrow. Everybody's tuning in and missing him desperately. I totally understand. I can only be taken for so long for, you know, by so many people. And after that,
amen.
It's like
that.
Everyone's like, man,
26. When is he leaving? When is he done?
Anyway.
26 after the hour, by the way.
All right. All right. Listen, we do have a lot of good things to get into. I'm going to talk to Brett Sadler in the bottom of the second hour. He is a heritage military expert. We'll chat with him. In particular, we're going to focus on the disintegration, if you will, of our military might, in particular Navy might. So we'll get into that in the second hour. Tony D'Angelo will join me. He's a money guy, but we're going to talk with him a little bit about Alan West, a little bit about racism. So we'll do that at the top of the third hour. My pal Thor will be stopping by, Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services. They had a great event coming up. I had a great event this past weekend. I want him to tell you a little bit about that. And then May Mailman is going to join me. Yeah, that's a real name, May Mailman. She's with the Independent Women's Forum. I've talked to her before. She is very smart. We're going to talk about education, teachers in particular, and that'll be coming up right before we wrap up the show. So we got a lot of moving parts, but I would like to tell everybody, if you want to call in, if you want to talk to me, maybe, again, you're doing whatever it is that you do during the course of your regular day. It's beautiful here on the East Coast, but you want to pick up the phone and give me a call, 860-464-9490. That's my hotline into the studio. It's not really my hotline, but it's the hotline into this studio. If you want to call the nationwide studio, you can call and sit on hold with Christopher down there in Dallas. That's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Other than the guests I have, it's sort of a rip-and-read kind of a show. We'll just go through what's going on. We'll look at what's happening in the news and talk about some of that stuff. I did see a story which bothered me. I always feel like some of these younger stars, in particular Hollywood, you know that Netflix star, Millie Bobby Brown? She's like 18. And every time I watch that Stranger Things show, my wife liked it, so I watched it. I didn't like it, but I did watch it. I always felt like they overly sexualized her. She's like 14 or 13. That's disgusting, by the way, when they do that in these shows. You know, there are a lot of shows out there that do those kinds of things where you've got these little kids, they dress them up and, you know, put a ton of makeup on their face. That's, to me, child abuse, borderline child abuse. So, anyway, I bring that up because she's got a piece in Breitbart where she talks about the gross sexualization that she felt as a Hollywood teen, if you want to take a look at that. It's interesting. So, all right, my name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. We'll take a quick break. We'll sweep through the bottom of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Through the roof, energy and food costs are really starting to add up. Inflation is soaring higher than economists expected. The numbers out Tuesday show the consumer price index jumped 8.5% last month. The manhunt continues for a suspected New York City subway shooter after the FBI and police found a host of material in the bag that he left behind. New York City Council Speaker Adrian Adams has complete faith in the NYPD.
NYPD's investigation is still ongoing, and I have every faith in the NYPD that this individual will be apprehended quickly.
Authorities saying they found additional smoke grenades along with fireworks, a couple of spare bottles of gasoline, and extra clips of ammunition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, way down the roots. Welcome back. The Root's on fire. All right, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the National Wayne Allyn Root Show, nationally syndicated, and because of people like Energized Health, they sign the front of the check and make sure that you don't have to. You don't pay anything. You get to listen to this show for free. Thank you, Energized Health. They're always sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, and they just went and got a patent pending on this science of intercellular hydration, the only patent pending in the world on the intercellular hydration science. So very, very cool. And Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, the mostly dangerous visceral inner body fat that, you know, surrounds your organs and you don't see it and it's very dangerous. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, kept the fat off for over a year. Everywhere I go, people say, look great, look thin, and look far younger than, not only than your 60 years, but look far younger than when they saw me last time 10 years ago when I was 50. So it's kind of amazing. It's not kind of. It's amazing. And I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in the history of my show. They are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering every single one of my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off when you say Wayne Allyn Root or WAR or I love the Wayne Allyn Root show. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. Just a reminder, Wayne is off. He'll be back tomorrow night. Gave a big speech, and Donald Trump came out. I got a video of that. I'm sure he'll share that with everybody on all the different platforms that he is on, I'm sure, as early as tomorrow. So if you get a chance to check that out, that would be fabulous. If you want to call in, 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK, or you can call 860-464-9490. I'll put you right on hold. We'll get you up and on the air as fast as possible. Something I quickly talked about, and then we can pivot to whatever the callers want to get to. Ghost guns. I mentioned this, and again, I don't know how you defend against ghost guns. It's, you know, what do you do if somebody builds a slingshot that is high capacity, high velocity? I'm sure that they exist. How do you regulate stuff like that? How do you regulate what people can build? And once again, as I said last night, I'll say it again, real quick before we grab a couple of calls. You want to keep demonizing the folks who have guns and weapons for their own protection and for the idea that they want to guard against a tyrannical government. And I know that progressives throw that away as if it's a comical line from our founding fathers. It's not. It's real. It's part of the equation. If you look at other countries, why do other countries fall into socialism slash communism? It's because it's sort of a progressive scenario where they take away certain rights and then a few more rights, and then eventually they circle around and they take away your ability to defend yourself. If you look around, it's happening here. They're slowly eroding at certain rights. And they always go after the gun rights. They want to take a little bit each and every time they go after it. Because then eventually, after a certain amount of years, after they keep going after things, it'll be easier for them to get it all. And what happens when all the guns are gone? What happens when you hear that knock on the door? And it's the police saying, Mr. Johnson, we've come for your weapons. That's chaos. That's become my favorite word now, chaos, because we're living in a chaotic world. So, no, don't give up your guns. Don't give up your right to defend yourself or defend your family. And ghost guns are going to be problematic. There's no question about it. As technology improves, you're going to have people who are going to get around background checks. But let's be honest. People get around background checks anyway. And nobody's robbing a liquor store worried about whether or not their gun is legal. People who commit crimes are criminals. That's what they do. So they're not worried if whether or not their serial number matches whatever their serial number is supposed to match. It doesn't matter to them. It's the stupidest argument. It's that same age-old argument about gun-free zones. Oh, well, this school's a gun-free zone. Really? Well, geez, then, I guess I won't come in and kill everybody. If it's a gun-free zone, God, I don't want to break that law. That's the kind of mindset that makes common sense people or conservative people bang their head against the wall. I understand some of you are afraid of guns. We've gone over that. I get it. But this is going to be an interesting dilemma slash battle, what they do with ghost guns. Because now Biden is announcing his new rules regarding the ghost guns. He did that yesterday at the White House. Buy Build shootgun kits will now have to carry the same kind of registration as traditionally solid sold firearms. I don't really have a problem with any of that. I don't, but I don't know how you're going to figure out when we get to the technological capability to be able to literally print the components of a gun on a printer. By the way, you can't really do the whole thing now because there are certain parts of that that can't be just printed. It's not, you can't have plastic. It's sort of impossible in certain cases. There are still some components of a gun that it's very, very hard to make that work, but not to get into the weeds as far as that goes. I mean, eventually they'll be able to figure that out. And, you know, we'll have to deal with that when it happens. And I'm not saying that this is necessarily a bad thing, what they're trying to forge forward. I just don't know how you're really going to regulate it large scale. But don't think for a second, though. This is another play in the playbook. They're eventually going to go after a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more of your freedoms to protect yourself. And again, I equate the ghost guns to a slingshot or a bow and arrow, something that, you know, you can make yourself that doesn't take a tremendous amount of skill to make something like that. And if you're really good at it, you can make something that can, certainly you can make a slingshot that could kill a human being. Of course you can. You could probably make some kind of contraption where it's a high capacity, fires 10, 12 rounds every 30 seconds or something like that. I'm sure there exists right now. But you're going to regulate those too? How about knives? You going to regulate those? All right, let me grab a couple, at least one call. We'll go to Chet, who's listening out in Long Island. Chet, how are you?
Hey, Lee, you're doing a good job, man. The most dangerous thing for man is man itself. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. You're never going to cure the world of that.
Right.
So it's good to have somebody in the position of power of leadership, like you said, that we know is cognitively ready to lead. And, of course, they would never do that to Joe Biden. The guy, not only does he constantly lie, which he did with these guns and talking about he's out by the creek, and I don't know if you heard his statements about how he was hunting and was confronted by a hunter. He either goes down the weeds in a direction like that, or usually if the journalists and the media are being honest enough and they actually pay attention to what Mr. Biden's doing, like the other day when he had a journalist kind of meeting with Obama, and everybody was talking to Obama. They didn't want to pay attention to Joe. And it's interesting, when you brought up the fact of Donald Trump taking the cognitive test, he did do that. And as far as I know, that's kind of something that you do when you're the president.
Right.
As far as I can see with Joe Biden, that hasn't been done yet. But if we're looking for somebody that is a puppet, and if you're the puppet master, do you really want somebody up there that knows what they're doing?
No, that's a good point. It's a great point, as a matter of fact. Sure. No, you don't. I mean, and listen, everyone's pointing to Obama. Look at what happened when Obama came to the White House for the first time since, you know, he left, what, 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone treated him literally like he was a god, like royalty.
Because he's still the president.
Right.
This guy's not the president.
Right.
He's not.
Right.
It's a joke. Lee, the guy has 31% approval. That is the lowest approval rate in 40 years. 40 years. And that was not, and over, if you look over these first few years with Biden, his approval rating has been in the mud ever since he's gotten into the second month of his administration. It's a disaster. Name me one thing you can look at and say that's a win.
There isn't anything. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
No. I mean, it was bad when he took over because, you know, people just, if you want to believe the election actually was on the up and up, and I know you don't, but even if you want to believe that, it was an anti-Trump vote, and he wasn't popular to begin with, and he just went right in the tank right away. Afghanistan, the whole withdrawal of all of that, I mean, he's never going to recover from that. He's not done one thing well, not one.
And you saw the general there that they loved, Miley, all of a sudden says, you know what, the moves we made under Joe Biden, it's probably why we have the situation in Ukraine. Did you see that?
Yes.
Everything's a disaster under this guy.
Everything.
And when we had Donald Trump in office, the economy was pretty good. We weren't starting any new wars. And still, everything's his fault. Isn't it interesting how everything is Donald Trump's fault, but when he took over the disastrous government we had and actually cleaned things up, He did nothing right. It's an embarrassment to think that anything like this could happen in this country. But if you doubt that election, you're a terrorist now. It's sad.
All well said, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate it, Chad, as always. Have a great night, my friend, out there in Long Island. A regular listener to my morning show, and appreciate him calling in at night here. So I was thinking, as he was talking, it reminds me of like, that old saying, whistling past the graveyard. When you think about Biden, that's what I feel like. And the definition of whistle past the graveyard is to act or talk as if one is relaxed and not afraid, when one is actually very afraid or very nervous. And I feel like everybody is very afraid or very nervous. But they try to put on the front that, oh, no, Biden's great. No, Biden's doing a good job. What about Biden is not good? Really? I mean, come on. It's embarrassing. We'll take some more calls when we come back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn, we've got a new advertiser I'm unveiling today. He's a member of a person running for Congress as a Republican. And he says his name is Kyle LeBrew, running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. And Kyle is a huge fan of Wayne Allyn and the Wayne Allyn Show. And he says, we don't just need Republicans in Congress. Stop saying we need to elect more Republicans. It's not true. We need Republicans who are fighters. If they're not going to be fighters, we don't need them. Kyle says we need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Kyle LeBrew is an entrepreneur, an America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. He's a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. This guy's great. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we're already taxed too much. This guy is a Wayne Root. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit his website, kylelebrew.com. Kyle LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E, Kyle LeBrew, to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
All right, welcome back. You're again listening to the USA Radio Network, wherever you may be, from one coast to another, whether you're in Long Island, Connecticut, New York, out in Vegas, Minneapolis, Dallas, California, everywhere in between. Once again, if you're looking for Wayne Allyn Root, he'll be back tomorrow night. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons and trying like hell not to be annoying. Let's go to Eric in Nyack, Connecticut. Eric, what's happening?
Hello, Lee. Doing a great job subbing for Wayne.
Thank you, brother.
Wayne.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
No problem. You know, I had to speak to some things regarding these ghost gun arguments, and I love the terms that these liberals use. You know, my question, Lee, is what about ghost prosecutors? What about ghost enforcement? What about, ghost punishment? I mean, there was a recent development involving the perps of a young man, or the perps that murdered a young man. You're probably familiar here I know this is a national audience, but there was a young man named Matthew Chu.
Sure.
Who was murdered in New London by 6 thugs. One had a knife, and the 5, I think, were accomplices. They've all been let out of prison. I believe one of them was recently charged. I'm not sure with what, but there was an article in the paper talking about the refusal of the prosecutors to to level firearms charges against either one or more of these young men.
Mm.
Now, take a middle-class schmo like you or me. If we had a pistol, we have pistol permits. I know I'm a concealed carry holder. If mine lapses and I get caught without a permit, I'm probably looking at 2 to 5 in the big house.
Right.
But I don't understand it. And there were, you know, Lee, there was a case today, I think, on the subway in New York.
Yes.
Where some guy came on with a gas mask. Now, last I checked, New York City had some of the toughest gun laws in the country.
So does Connecticut, as a matter of fact. So real quick, I think the Matthew Chu case, I can't remember if that was 6 or 4 people. You could be right. I thought it was 4, but maybe it's 6. The guy who they just put a guy back in prison because he broke his parole because he had a gun on him. So that's the story that you heard about that. So, yeah, this angel that they let out early, he had a gun on him. So, of course, you know, everybody who gets out of prison, they're just out to do good things with their gun on their hip. But, I mean, so he's back in jail, which is good. But, I mean, thank God he didn't kill anybody while he was out. I don't know how long they put him away for. But, you know, you're 100% right. Something that I tried to get to earlier, and I didn't get a chance to quite to get to it, is that what we don't have is we don't have strong enough laws against folks who break the law with a gun. If you commit a crime with a gun, you should have a minimum mandatory. End of story.
You know, Lee, yeah, my feeling is, and I know this may sound radical to some listeners out there, first of all, I think we need to dust off old Sparky, for sure.
Right, I got no problem with
it. The kid that held the knife deserves a 2,000-volt send-off. If it were up to me, we'd have vetted vigilante groups, we'd have whipping posts, we'd have public executions after speedy trials, and you know what else I'd do, Lee? I'd haul out the old tar and feathers and rails.
Eric, listen, I'm gonna let you go because I'm going to get to a break here. Listen, I've always said that the old Sparky, folks want to say it's not a deterrent. I believe it is. I believe just by the simple fact that you've eliminated a piece of human garbage from the system. Now, there's got to be checks and balances in play, because we do have people who are found to be guilty and then evidence is introduced later and they're found again to be innocent the second go around. There's got to be checks and balances, but if you are convicted without that shadow of a doubt, I think it's a deterrent. I think it absolutely stands in the way. For sure, that guy will never commit another crime. There's no question about that. Now, as far as the tar and feather and the whipping post, you know, it sounds good, the national televised hanging. You want to think that we've evolved beyond at least that, but I understand your frustration, Eric, and your point of view on that, right? I get it. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.